Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And one of the major features of the site allows you to suggest stuff for us to talk about on the air. You can go and take whatever item you find interesting on the internet, whether it be a blog post or a news item or something like that, and you can post it to our site. Then our other listeners will vote up or down on whether they like or dislike them. And then at that point, whatever the most popular ones are, within a certain period of time, we'll make it to the front page and the top of our website. And normally when you post something to the freetalklive.com website, you don't have to necessarily ask the person's permission to post something to our website, because the person who originally posted it to the internet, thereby meaning that they've essentially released it to the public in some way. We're going to talk more about intellectual property here as the show goes on, because today Sam and myself, as well as Lance, one of the other activists up here in New Hampshire, have been accused of being thieves and have been accused of being vandals. I have been accused of being a liar, and we will find out what all that is about here. But first, we go to your phone calls, and we'll start with Jason in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jason.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about the stock, how I think the stock market's going to continue to disappoint investors and ruin retirement accounts tonight.
By all means.
Great.
Okay, so the U.S. government and the Fed are doing exactly what their Japanese equivalents, which would be the government of Japan and the Bank of Japan, did in 1989 to the present. That's 21 years of Keynesian money pumping. Their stock market, the Japanese stock market, peaked at just shy of 39,000. That's the, I think it's called the Nikkei 225. The Nikkei peaked at 39,000 in December 1989. It's now right around under 10,000. It's about the same as the Dow. That's minus 75% over 21 years. And I think that the U.S. stock market, a la the Dow or, the, more importantly, the S&P 500, is heading the same way. And I see every morning on CNBC the people touting that, you know, the correction's in and we're headed for recovery. And I just don't buy it. I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's already taken a couple of tumbles, hasn't it, in the last couple of years?
It's been very shaky lately.
Wasn't it up to like 14,000 at one point?
It was, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But
now it's down to 10.
Now it's back at like 1999 levels.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. And it peaked in 2007 at 14,000 on the Dow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think before all is said and done, we're going to see Dow. Well, we saw Dow 6,600 back in, I think it was March of 2009. I think we're going to go beyond that. It's like living in 1930 right now. You know, the Great Depression was in the crash was in 29. That took out a good 25-30%. And then there was a rally, just like we've had a rally for the past, I don't know, since the March lows to the pretty much the present. And then it dropped in 1930. And then it went up a little bit, and it dropped. So it was always making, they call them lower highs and lower lows, and it just kind of roller-coastered down all the way to the bottom in 1933. And I think that's where our market's headed. But they actually had deflation then. That was a true deflation. There was no FDIC. There was no insuring of bank deposits.
Jason,
so I think
what about the plunge protection team? Wayne had told me about that once, and it was, I don't recall exactly his description, but some sort of group of people that are on the inside that are going out and they're buying things like gold or buying certain stocks to kind of push the market up. Do you know anything about them and how that all changed?
I don't know much about them. I have heard about them. There's speculation that they were involved in the instant recovery on the flash crash that was maybe 2 or 3 months ago, where the Dow dropped like 1,000 points, or I forget what, it was like 9% in one day and then rebounded back.
Yeah, they tried to play that off as a data entry mistake, but that's pretty absurd.
Yeah, it was a fat finger error.
And you're absolutely right when you talk about Japan and sort of making a comparison there. One of the things that happened in Japan is they set interest rates at 0% for a long time. And what this does is creates the carry trade, where some of these big brokerage houses go in there to Japan, they borrow money at the 0 or near 0% interest rate, and then they take it to some developing or emerging market where it's much more risky, where interest rates are, you know, above 10, but somewhere between 10 and 20%. And they're making quite a profit. But what that does is pulls all of this money that the Fed's trying to pump back into the U.S. economy and just takes it offshore somewhere else where it's affecting and being used to spur growth in another economy. And Japan has suffered a 10-year, 20-year recession because of that. So while you talk about the plunge protection team who's out there doing all of these things to try and manipulate the market and keep it from crashing, you referenced the day the Dow went back to 6,600. I think that was March of 2009. And that was the real crash in the market. What happened then is they came up with the stimulus plan and they papered over the problem. They printed all of this money. They created all of these new debts and obligations and used that in order to prop the market back up. Well, now we're running into the phase where the sugar high is wearing off. All of that stimulus money is spent. And if they go back and get more, they're facing serious threats of hyperinflation. And if they stop spending it, well, then, you know, things are going to crash.
Well, as Jason told us last week, there's like $1 trillion that the banks are just sitting on. So a lot of that stimulus money is just
sitting
there.
It's not that they're really sitting on it. Last year, 90% of the bonds were bought by the banks, basically. So what's happening is the Fed's loaning out money at a 0.25% interest rate or near 0% interest rate. And then the banks are taking that money, investing it back into U.S. Treasury bonds, which are paying at a slightly higher yield. So they're basically getting free money from the Fed and then turning around, investing it back with the state, with the government.
Jason, is that your understanding of what's going on?
Yeah, I think Sam's, I think that they're doing both things. They have all these excess reserves and they're also doing exactly what Sam described as well.
And you've got the FDIC is broke. They're closing banks, you know, almost every week, now. So none of the banks want to look like they're financially unsound or weak. So if they can get this money, they don't want to loan it all out and overextend themselves and risk being consolidated into one of the larger banks or even closed.
Yeah, so Sam, I think that the small banks and the medium-sized banks, those are the ones that don't get bailouts. Those are the
right
ones that are, they are the most timid to put new loans out there because they don't have the bailout. The bailout doesn't come to them. It comes to the big boys in the cartel who then, as Sam alluded, when the FDIC closes down several banks, I mean, this doesn't even make the news anymore. They close down banks every mm-hmm. Friday. And actually, the bank failures are growing and growing in assets. The bank trouble list is growing and growing. So,
and there's 2,000 banks on that list. So by the end of this year, we could see as many as 2,000. Even I've heard numbers of 2,500 from some of the forecasters.
One of the things that I've read about this is that, and because the big banks get the bailouts, the little banks don't get the bailouts, it used to be the communities were grown by their local banks. And now what you're having is the big boy banks are picking the winners and picking the losers on a national scale, and small business is suffering as a result. Small business communities are suffering, and it's destroying what America once meant.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. But back to bring it right back to the stock market is all these things that we just talked about last couple of minutes, they either culminate in hyperinflation or a deflationary depression. And I think that the stock market, I think the stock market's headed lower. And let's talk about PEs for just a minute. For listeners that
What's
don't
that?
Know stock market lingo, that's price to earnings ratios. That's if Disney is priced at $20 and they earn just $1 in profits, their PE ratio is said to be 20/1. So typically the market, in the stock market, if you take the whole S&P 500, when the PE ratios of the entire market put together are above 20, that's usually market tops, and usually the bottoms or the bottoms of depressions or recessions, the PE ratios drop down to in the high single digit numbers, like 8, 9.
Yeah, so let me jump in there, Jason. You're doing a lot of technical jargon. I think Ian's eyes are kind of swimming a little mm-hmm. bit. The PE is really gives you sort of an idea of how much investors value an individual stock. So like some of the internet companies, their PEs were way off the charts because their prices of the individual stock was so high compared to their earnings. Whereas
you're going to have to start that over. Hang on.
Okay.
More on the way here. We'll talk about PE that's not physical education. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. Dial in at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features there are free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're there for you, and they're free. In fact, if you click into the archives page, you go all the way back to 2006. All free for you, freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their daily dispatch.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've got Jason on the line with us here from Colorado, who's called in about some more economic issues. And you're really good, I think, Jason, at expressing some of these ideas, which I find somewhat confusing.
And at some point or another, we're going to tell you to go get your own darn podcast. But for now.
But you've been talking about this.
Mark, my family comes back soon, and then I won't be on vacation anymore.
I gotcha.
You're spending your vacation on this. So you're talking about the stock market tonight, and you were predicting that we haven't seen the end of the difficulty for the Dow Jones and the S&P 500. And I think that
you're really going on a limb there, Jason.
Well, but then you started talking about the PE. Now, can you just kind of start from the scratch on PE one more time?
Okay, so the PE ratio is basically, as Sam was saying, is an investor ratio. It's how investors value $1 of earnings. So if Disney was worth $20 and they earn $1, their PE ratio is 20. And so all that does is boil down to a number that basically tells you, is the market overvalued historically or undervalued? And PEs above 20 typically signal the tops of markets. PEs down right below 10 are typically the bottoms. The current S&P 500 PE ratio is 18. That's using the last 12 months of earnings, and that is also using the GAAP, which is basically the non-frilly accounting, basically not the Enron accounting.
Not the mark-to-market,
Mark-to-market, right. So it's at 18, and that tells me it's going lower. All the stuff you see on TV about the earnings report, which earnings are coming out right now, and everybody's applauding over them, and they're all bogus because a lot of them are first of all, the banks are zombie banks, so we know that they're cheating. And we know that a lot of the other industries, they put into this rule, you guys have talked about it in the past, it's the accounting board standard, like 157. It basically allows the accounting profession to hide all the bad assets, essentially. It's almost like authorizes Enron accounting. So I don't trust the numbers I'm hearing on CNBC and those other places. And all this basically points to an S&P 500 that's going to go below 600, below the March lows. And ultimately, with all this Keynesian government spending, we're going to get a replay, I think, of Japan's stock market, which is just grinded lower for 21 years. And you could say that we're about, I don't know, 10 or so into ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't really ground lower for more than a few years, right? I mean, like you said, it hit a peak of 14,000 a couple of years ago. So how can you say it's been going lower for 10 years?
Because like Sam pointed out, we're currently right where we were in 1999. So if about 11 years later, the stock market's basically identically to where it was in 99.
And also, can you factor in inflation into the stock market value at all, or is that just not related?
Right now, since as we talked about in the last couple of days, the money has not hit the M1 money supply and faked all these numbers up into inflation adjusted terms.
But I mean, I'm thinking there though is like $10,000 today isn't the same as $10,000 in 1999. So if it's at $10,000 today and was at $10,000 in 1999, isn't that effectively worthwhile?
So the stock market is, while the stock market is in decline, inflation is actually helping push the indexes like the Dow and the S&P 500 back up because the money is actually worth less.
Right. So it's an illusion. It's an illusion. So I was going
to
say it's an illusion.
12,000 yen.
It should be around. What's that? You said if you take inflation into effect, it should be 12,000.
Yeah,
and that's probably
with. I did this on a sheet of paper the other day. I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics on some government website, and you could type in. It basically tells you if you took 10,000 in 1999, what would it have to be equal in the year 2010? And it was like, I think it was like 11 or 12,000.
Yeah, but isn't that using the government's numbers on inflation, which are historically low? So shouldn't it be higher than that? I mean, isn't...
Well, yes.
Right, so you'd be conservative then. By saying it's 12,000, you're being very conservative by using the government's inflation numbers, which are probably, you know, three times less than what they should be.
They're about half. Like when it was 3% a while back, the real inflation was more like 7%. So
I've heard people saying it was like 10 or 11 or 12%, so I guess it depends on who you ask.
But it was up. It's been fluctuating. It's been coming back down a little bit lately.
Gotcha.
So all I'm trying to say is for listeners to stop contributing to their 401ks because all the 401ks are basically, you can't short the market in a 401k. You're forced to go into basically these big, broad, diversified. Whenever you hear diversified, think of the Nikkei. Think of grinding down 75%. So stop contributing your 401k and spend that money on yourself now and your side businesses and other things.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I'm completely out of the market. I have one more thing, one more investment that I need to move out.
So you're cashing in, investing in yourself is the idea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't. Why would I keep money in this stock market with all of the inflationary spending that's going on, with all of this? The countries are going to start going down like dominoes, and Greece has been the first one, and Spain and Portugal and the United Kingdom and the United States are not that far off.
Well, Jason, didn't you say the other day, or somebody did, that there's some other country, Italy or something like that, that is essentially raiding people's 401ks?
Well, and there's speculation now that they are actually, the United States government is going in and raiding the pension funds of all these government employees who think, well, I'll just keep doing my job because, you know, I got this pension coming. Well, they're going to be
government's going to take care of me.
When the government screws them over, spends their pension money, and leaves them, broke, or giving them money that's hyperinflated, that's worthless. Oh yeah, here's your $1,000 a month. It'll buy you a loaf of bread.
Right.
Enjoy.
Now, was it you, Jason, that was telling us about the other country?
I was talking about Argentina the other night on the internet only show. It was Argentina that did that, and what they did is they took their version of 401k away, and they didn't give them nothing. They gave them what Sam just described. They gave them basically a government annuity, and they promise you dollars or pesos, but not purchasing power. So you'll get your 1,000 pesos. It just won't buy diddly squat. Mm-hmm.
Right. Just like Social Security and all of the other government programs.
So get it now and take the penalty, whatever that is the suggestion.
Well, you know, it's up to you, to people, to do what they want with their money. Having looked at all of the evidence out there and really looked in depth into some of these issues, that's what I decided to do.
Yeah, I didn't say that's what you should do. I said that was the suggestion. Okay. Jason, any other thoughts for tonight?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call and the expertise. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mark, kind of quiet during that conversation. What do you think of that?
I don't disagree. I mean,
you know, 401k somewhere that
I don't know.
Yeah, Jason brought up a good point, though, that the mainstream media is trying to play this off like, oh, no, everything's fine. People, we're coming out of the recession, and it's all going to be blue skies and rainbows from here. And the people who are coming on saying, no, this is ridiculous. There's another housing crash coming. There's a commercial real estate crash coming. There's hyperinflation around the corner. They're trying to play them off as kooks, but the evidence is piling up, and even the mainstream is admitting this looks like 1938.
Let's come back here with more. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Intellectual property coming up.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith and make money part-time, full-time, or as a retired income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is here with us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can go there and watch some of his excellent video work. Very liberty-oriented, documentary-style filmmaking, news packages, that sort of thing. ObscuredTruth.com. As we continue here, our number 800-259-9231. And tell me about LCL Report, Mark. What is that?
Well, Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty, it's another show he does, he supports his full-time activism by selling liberty-themed jewelry. You can support the ideas of liberty every time you buy some of his unique stuff. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can find his designs at lclreport.com. That's for the Low Country Liberty Report, lclreport.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls, and the fun G is on the line in Georgia. G, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, G.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just calling. I'm Mom Allie's fiance with The Last Biscuit.
Yes,
indeed. I'm at Pork Fest and stuff. How are you doing, Mark?
Well, it's good to talk
okay.
to you.
Okay. Something happened today that was kind of stressful but kind of hysterical at the same point, I guess. One of our employees had their vehicle stolen. He went to the library to make copies of flyers, and some kid swiped his keys off the desk and stole his vehicle.
Bummer. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, he called the cops. The cops came in, Savannah Police Department. They found his vehicle, sat there, watched it for an hour, and then basically tried to tell them, after they had just gotten the vehicle stolen, that they either have to pay for a tow or pay to get in the vehicle so forensics can do their job before they'll do anything.
So the victims had to pay to have the vehicle towed before the cops could approach the vehicle and deal with it?
Yeah, before forensics would do anything, they wanted it moved from there because it was such a bad neighborhood.
Oh, so it's about officer safety is what you're saying.
And yeah. The fact that the officers can't secure a neighborhood. I mean, let's point out that whose job is it to make a neighborhood safe?
Exactly. Like, I was trying to tell the police officer on the phone because they were giving me directions because I've been from Savannah. They're not from Savannah, and they just recently started working with it, so they didn't know the area. the officer was telling me how to get there. And I told her, so basically, these people just got their vehicle stolen. You're going to make them pay money before you'll do anything. Which is ridiculous to me. I could see paying the guy to make a key for the car or something like that.
Sure.
So not only that, they sat there for a good 3 hours sitting by the vehicle because they ended up leaving. The tow truck came, and he tried to hook up to the vehicle, which luckily Allie was on the phone with him and said, tell him to drop the car because he didn't have the money for the tow anyways. And the cops, I don't know, around here it seems like they either have some kind of kickback or referral or something.
Yeah, the cops normally have a real sweet relationship with the folks at the tow departments. I mean, they both essentially help each other make money.
Exactly.
Right. So the tow guys make money on the tow and the impound, and the cops make money on all of the above as well.
Yeah, I don't. And this isn't speaking to the relationship between tow companies and police officers. But one time I had my vehicle towed, and the guys, I had one of this AAA Plus plan. They're supposed to drag the thing 100 miles if I ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them where I wanted to take it, and it was no short distance, maybe 50 miles or something, from Venice, Florida to Bradenton, Florida. And the guy's like, oh man, I don't want to go that far. He was talking about how the tow driver was saying how he had a busy schedule or whatever.
Sure.
Like, well, where do you want to take it? And he said, well, how about here? And he gives me some place that's nearby. And I said, all right, mm-hmm. Well, take me there and we'll see how that goes. When he walks into the office, he gets the guy presses money into his hand. I don't know if there's a $20
right in front of you?
Right in front of me. I don't know whether there's a $20 bill or a $50 bill. But, this is the kind of industry this is.
Yep.
Yeah, then not only that, the cops ended up leaving. And the tow truck ends up leaving. The kid comes back out and tries to start the car while two of my employees are sitting behind it. Because this 15-year-old kid was smarter than the police department. They had all left. They didn't get their money. The tow truck guy didn't get his money. So the kid comes back out and tries to take the car again. And she ends up probably 5'7", jumping out and chasing him because there's no one else there to do it.
Wow.
It was crazy.
So Mama Allie chased this guy down?
No, it was one of our other employees.
Oh, okay.
Mama Ellie's not 5'7".
Gotcha. Yeah,
no,
she's pretty tall.
she was on the phone telling him, though, at the right point to not let them tow your vehicle. Drop that vehicle. It's your vehicle, not theirs. It's not the cops. And, of course, there's...
So, basically, that was it. The cops, as soon as the vehicle was dropped, the cops said, all right, well, we're done. And they...
Yeah, and the tow truck guy, he's like, well, okay, well, you guys all have a nice day because none of them could get the money.
Right.
Wow.
They weren't giving
protect
them no
and serve.
Money.
They didn't have any money. There was nothing to get.
Well, yep. It
and
just
then
goes...
a guy came out and actually, he worked with a guy from the dealership and gave him a deal to get their key reprogrammed and everything for $45.
Nice.
So the kid, even though he has the key, can't get back in the car. And everyone else was saying at least $200. And he came out there and did it for $45 just because of the story and the circumstances and everything.
Y'all should make your copies at Staples from now on instead of the public library. There's some real scuzzy people that hang out there.
Yeah, I guess. I've never left my keys outside of my pocket, though. I guess, I mean, that's some places you have to be that way.
Didn't help, yeah.
That was a mistake, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, it could have been worse, I suppose. They could have wrecked it. So.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, if they would have done the high-speed chase. Or if they found it and,
Hey, thanks for sharing that story with us tonight. Glad it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And it's another example for people of how it is the cops have no obligation to provide you with any services. Clearly, they just walked away from this one. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also calling from Georgia, Taryn from the LCL Report. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for the lead in there with the LCL Report. Because
sure, man.
Actually... what I wanted to call you about.
All right.
I got somebody who asked me if I would make a silver cracker for them. And I guess I'm out of touch because I didn't realize there's some sort of cracker movement. And I have no idea. Really,
I don't know. What is a cracker movement? I mean, I know that they call people from Florida crackers. But that's
I know white guys, always, you joked around being called the honkies or crackers. But there's seriously some sort of Facebook movement, and I don't know if it's a racist thing or not. I have no idea if I should make this thing. And
so what do you know about it? I mean, what you've just heard that there's a movement about...
Are you calling Free Talk Live about popular culture?
Yes, because I figured you're on top of it. You're the one that actually listens to shows. But my understanding is some sort of Sean Hannity thing, like some guy called Hannity about I think he was a Black Panther, and he said something about crackers, killing crackers, so now everybody's putting up white crackers everywhere. But I don't understand I don't know enough about this if I should make this piece of jewelry or if it's racist.
When in doubt, leave it out. That's what I say.
you say don't do it when?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. That's a poor philosophy. When in doubt, you should.
Sounds like it could be racist.
Feel like it's about race, and you know, when coming from the standpoint of being in prison and knowing what it's like to be a minority as a white guy, being one of the few white guys that really knows what it's like to be in the minority. Mm-hmm. I have decided since then that I'm putting aside that whole race thing. I'm not. Whatever it is that other people have decided, but I can understand why some people choose to ally themselves with their race. I mean, I have in the past, but it's of all the things about me, it's the least important.
I agree with that. So,
but I mean, I'm just kind of having an ethical issue. Like, if I got asked to make a Black Panther piece, would I do it? And I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about them to know if they preach violence or not. And that's what it comes down to for me.
It's my understanding they do, but what would I know?
Well, who's asking you about this? I mean, you don't have to name names, but...
There was a person, you know how I get orders on Facebook? People look at my jewelry and send me stuff and order stuff. I basically run a business off Facebook. Well, someone asked me to make a cracker, a silver cracker for them, and I had no idea what they're talking about. So I put it as a post, and everybody told me, like, I'm getting 100 different answers about what it is.
Well, what about the person who asked you? Could you just go and ask them, what is this?
Yeah, I did, but I was trying to get more of an opinion because I wasn't 100% sure, you know. Basically, it's what I told you, that there was a Black Panther guy that started calling white folks crackers.
You know, this is so like the Ron Paul campaign taking money from the racist, the $500 contribution or whatever. Should he take that? Well,
yeah, but they didn't make a little pendant for their contributor with the KKK symbol on it. We can come back with more on this. Hang on, Taryn, we'll bring you back. If you've got an idea as to what this cracker thing's about, you're welcome to share it. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfilters and purifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer, selling pretty much whatever you're looking for. Go there, grab a great price, get what you're looking for, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time by starting your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Taryn Lupo is with us from the LCL Report, lclreport.com. And besides making liberty-oriented news reporting-style videos for YouTube, Taryn, you also do custom jewelry. And folks can hire you to do that sort of thing over at lclreport.com. You were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year selling said custom jewelry and making it for people. And a lot of people are really, really proud of their LCL Report Taryn jewelry. A lot of people have commented on how much they like it, and so clearly you've got your fans out there.
I've got a new one coming.
You've got one too?
Okay. I've got a new one coming that he's working on right now.
So a lot of people giving you cred, and it's the word is obviously spread around, and now you've been faced with what appears to be a fairly tough decision, and that is you've gotten somebody who come to you to commission you to make something that is a cracker, and you were wondering what is that about, and so you posted to your Facebook, and I was reading that during the break. Are you still with us, by the way, Taryn?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So you posted it to your Facebook asking people, well, what is this? And then one guy responds saying that state-run Republican media has been covering the daylights out of the Justice Department's failure to prosecute the Black Panthers and playing the tape of their leader calling for killing crackers. The phony conservative Hannity fanboys think it's funny to call themselves crackers. I don't think it's funny. And I tend to agree with Mark that race, I think, needs to be eliminated from our vocabulary. I think people should be seen as individuals and should be judged based on, you know, what they decide to do, what they say, and not what they look like or what the color of their hair is or the melanin count in their skin. And so I think to that extent and to that end, maybe this is not an inherently racist thing, but it's certainly focused upon race. And so by making that cracker or by looking for that cracker emblem or jewelry, that may not mean that the person you're dealing with is racist, but on the other hand, it means that they're focusing on their whiteness, so to speak, and that makes me uncomfortable. I wouldn't do it if I were you, but then again, it just depends on your priorities. I'd like to hear from Sam and Mark.
I don't know if they're focusing on their whiteness, but I think they're making a joke of, well, I'm a cracker, come kill me, ha-ha.
Well, it could. I agree that that's the position likely they're taking. Mm-hmm. But another question that you could say that could be sort of brought forth with a silver cracker in this case would be, what's this gentleman's name? The racist, the Black Panther leader guy.
Don't know.
I have no clue what's his name. Oh, his name's in the news if you listen to the Republican talkers, and I've heard it in the last couple of days, but I don't care enough about people disputing race to even get involved. Mel Gibson's involved in somewhere in all that crap, too. But, you know, I guess the question could be, hey, people consider me to be white. They probably consider my son to be white. Do you want to kill us, man? Is that what you want to do? You know, I mean, you can put it forth in a less combative fashion. Like, instead of, hey, come over here and kill me. Like, really, man? That's what you want to do? You want to kill white babies?
But wait, what does that have to do with Taryn and whether or not he should make this because for his customer?
Because there's a lot of ways that one can take this. That silver cracker means whatever to you that it means to you. Now, it means whatever to the wearer that it means to the wearer. Mm-hmm. And what I say is, Taryn, you don't know what the heck this guy's thinking when he wants this white cracker. I would make it for him.
Would you make a Confederate flag, Taryn?
Actually, you know, I don't know.
Because a lot of people, that means slavery, right?
And like, I got a lot of heat because I would not make an American flag pendant somebody wanted. I'm not a fan of the American flag. And I got a lot of
right. What do you want your business to be associated with?
If you want your business enough, you won't be making anything.
Do you want your business to be associated with
anarcho-capitalist symbol that you make on there, on some of your jewelry, Taryn? And I got to tell you, a lot of people in this movement are neither anarchists nor are they capitalists, and mm-hmm. I take affront at it. So, I mean, where do you draw this particular line?
You do have to draw a line somewhere, though, don't you? I mean, clearly, you don't want to be...
I think it's here.
Right, and thank you for that opinion. Taryn, now you've gotten three different ones, so how are you feeling?
I'm even more confused than ever.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
I'll have to go to Mike and Jamie and let them tell me how it is.
Oh,
Mike and
Jamie, like you're going to get a straight answer out of those two.
It'll at least use you.
Hey, Taryn, let us know what you end up deciding on that and why, all right?
I'm not feeling it. I don't think I'm going to do it, but just because I simply don't understand it that well, and I don't.
It's good to be in a position where you don't need the money that badly. Like, I mean, if it was a matter between putting food on the table and not, I'd say go ahead and make that person, you know, whatever they want. So I think the line could change based on one's personal comfort zone and where one is at in life. And thank you for the call, Taryn. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, you get to be in charge of your life, so you get to draw the line wherever makes you feel good. I think that's what's most important, is that you feel good about what you're doing. Let's go to Larry in Washington. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
From the Just for Fun department, cracker came out of Charleston, South Carolina. And after the Civil War, what used to be the slave market in Battery Park in downtown Charleston became a produce market on Sundays. And on Sundays, when the good people were coming out of church, the poor white trash from across on the mainland would be coming across the bridge with their wagons and carts full of produce and pigs and chickens and stuff, and you could hear the crack of the whip over the donkeys. And here come the crackers. And crackers just means poor white trash, essentially. Mm. That's the origination of it. And honkies came out of Chicago, Illinois. Chicago Board of Trade. Once upon a time, rich white guys used to drive Cadillacs and Lincolns, and when they got off work and they would go looking for a girl, they would drive down the strip or the stroll or the blade, and they'd see a girl that they wanted, and they would honk the horn, and Daddy would say, hey, go get that honky, because he was honking the horn. True story.
Now, I've heard, I've heard many stories behind both of these names here, and I like your stories best. But
Louis Farrakhan, I don't know if you know who he was or not,
yeah.
But he took the N-word and through systematic desensitization took all of the power out of it, and it became, what up, ma? What's up? And it totally took the power away from white people using the N-word to cause any commotion with the black people. And so I think with the guy that wants the silver cracker is trying to play the white Louis Farrakhan, just as a possibility. Hmm. Now, if you consider race, I dare anybody to take all the human beings on this planet and put them shoulder to shoulder, from the blackest black to the whitest white, and draw the line. Where is the line? Hmm. Race is only a word and exists only in and as a function of language. What if there's just a human race as opposed to an alien race?
Yeah.
race was coined and devised by the elite to create divisions between human beings on this planet. So now we have brown people and black people and red people
and
white people.
And boy, did that work.
Yeah, I don't know that it was devised by the elite,
though. We still buy into it. Oh, yeah, it goes back, and even in Africa, the lighter people have always been the desirable ones. I used to get a kick out of it when I was a therapist, and I'd go to black people's homes, and they'd have a picture of a blonde-eyed or a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Christ on the wall. And Christ could not possibly have been white.
No way.
In Ethiopia, he had, you know, skin of bronze and hair of wool. You know, but the white people foisted somehow this blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus on everybody. And it's just, that's why you've got the man, and why black people couldn't be the man, so boy became, hey, boy, like that. And that was real derogatory, and that's why it became, hey, bro, hey, brother. Anyway,
thanks for that, Larry. I appreciate that. Good information. Very interesting. Thank you. At 800-259-9231. Now, Wikipedia claims that honky may be a variant of hunky, which was a variant of bohunk, a slur for Bohemian Hungarian immigrants. Honky might also derive from the term honk nop, which in the West African language of Wolof means literally red-eared person or white person. The term may have originated with Wolof-speaking slaves brought into the U.S. Another documented theory and possible explanation for the origins of the word is that white men called Johns would honk their horns for prostitutes in urban areas, such as Harlem and red light districts in the early 1900s. Which one, the latter?
The Chicago honking the horn.
Right.
It does.
I've always found that one, that slur particularly amusing.
Honky.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very insulting to me. It's hard for me to imagine somebody being able to say the word honky and make me feel bad about it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. One thing that's nice that I think we're going to see more of in the future is interracial relationships, which will help make everybody brown. Because then we won't have any more race if everybody's a mix.
It'll make sunscreen. You won't have to spend as much money on sunscreen.
We'll come back with more. Hour number two is on the way. Intellectual property discussion still ahead. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.